Good morning, everybody. This is the Marcus Today pre-market podcast on Thursday, 21st of March. Henry mildly incapacitated this morning, so you've got me again, you lucky things. And a good morning to be on the job with the FOMC meeting last night behaving itself. Bond yields are going down and markets are going up. Dow Jones up 401 points, that's 1.03%. NASDAQ up 1.25%. S&P 500 up 0.9%. Almost everything's up today, except for the VIX Volatility Index, down 5.5%. Our market was down 7 points yesterday, so up 47 today. Everything flying along, notably the financials in the US doing rather nicely as well. They are stock market stocks after all. Goldman Sachs up 2%, Morgan Stanley up 3.3%, Citigroup up 2.2%, and big tech behaving itself as well. Nvidia up 1.1%, and most of the others up 1 to 2%. Tesla up 2.5%. They are talking about raising prices in China. There's also a little item here which is a little bit negative for EVs, which is the Biden administration cutting its target for electric vehicle adoption by 2032. It was at 67%. They've cut it down to 35%. In a small show of tech enthusiasm, Reddit is trying to price its IPO. The target range was $31 to $34. Depending on demand, they price it. They priced it right at the top. It suggests the IPO market is recovering and tech spec appetite is still up there. The market just doesn't crack in big tech. We've got a Bank of England decision tonight at 11 p.m. We've got Australian jobs numbers today, Japanese trade numbers, Cochlear is ex-dividend, number of other ex-dividends as well, but they're the main one. I think we've got interim results from Brickworks today and Sigma. And tonight we've got US weekly jobs numbers, US current account numbers, existing home sales, and that will be it for the week. So what did the Fed say? Well, what they didn't do was kill expectations of rate cuts. They've been passing the message since Jerome Powell's testimony to the Senate Banking Committee a couple of weeks ago that there will be no rush to cut rates, and the market has sort of discounted 3 rather than 4 rate cuts this year. And that's effectively what the Fed told us last night. And it was seen as dovish. The dot plot suggests 3 rate cuts this year. And on the back of that, the chances of a June rate cut rose last night from 59.1% to 76.6%. And the chances of 3 rate cuts by December rose from 63% to 82%, obviously in the US. So official rates left unchanged, but the chance of rate cuts improved overnight, despite the no-rush vibe. They also increased their GDP forecasts mildly. GDP is now seen at 2.1% this year, compared to 1.4% was their forecast in December. And they talked about inflation still being elevated. Not sure they didn't steal that rhetoric off Michelle Bullock. They said the decision on when to cut rates still depends on more data, and they slightly raised their core PCE price index forecast by the end of the year from 2.4% to 2.6%. 10 out of 19 Fed governors on the dot plot see rate cuts, 3 rate cuts by the end of the year. And you can tell it was dovish because the US dollar dipped 0.19% overnight. And having spent the last couple of weeks worrying about bond yields going up again, have a look at the chart of bond yields. Now they are clearly going down again, which takes pressure off the equity markets, or rather lifts equity markets. Bonds down, equities up. And that certainly seems to be the trend after the RBA meeting this week and now after the Fed meeting. Other things worth mentioning overnight, strong rally in lithium stocks overnight. Albemarle up 3.2%, SQM up 5.1%, gold price up 1.33%. It helps when the US dollar goes down. Oil price down 1.2% and 1.9%. 10-year bond yield down 1.6 basis points. 2-year bond yield down 8.1 basis points. New Zealand's just had a GDP number. They are in recession, came in lower than expected. Fourth quarter GDP down 0.1% in December. the December quarter. Analysts had expected plus 0.1%, and that follows a 0.3% drop in the third quarter, which means a technical recession. Copper price down a tiny touch, 0.45% overnight. Freeport McMoRan is a $66 billion US dollar copper miner and refiner, operates the huge Grasberg mine in Indonesia. That was up 3.8% overnight, and you'll see a chart in my section today of the copper price rally and how our copper stocks, and you'll see Freeport have a high correlation with the copper price, and Freeport McMoRan going up as well. Just looking through the news announcements, first thing this morning, we've got Brickworks results, Neo Metals NMT with a lithium chemicals update, ceased discussions on arrangements for evaluation of lithium refinery in Portugal, Aussie Broadband response to market speculation over their purchase of a 19.9% stake in Superloop, categorically denies speculation, Sigma Healthcare results, Washington Soul Pattinson results. They have a huge stake in Brickworks, of course, which got results this morning. And that's about it for today. SPY Futures up 47, should be a good day. We will be back later on.